Like the threshold. This one, Ada, I give you a quotation what it says. Hashem b'fanenu v'kulei, ek morat tronis, mintam b'fanenu et tronis, liot shliach l'kabu gidam yat tronis, heyot kol ki yodi v'kulei, v'tizka li bo, v'tabler li yuyat shi agia, haget li yodko, eye mizureshis v'imenu, v'muter t'cholot, v'mashin atu b'fanenu v'kulei, v'akol shor v'kayim, v'yakim o'shnei n'imshem. V'kul ha'arishot. Sarat Yush Bnei Adam Yiduim Shtiyach HaTimotim Nikeret V'Mokam HaNestinim. It's very important that the people who sign the Hashah should be then finished, should be noticed, and should be recognizable in the place where the get is given. Rabbi Rekhaimu, the Hentik, very important, the Hentik means. Not a Hentik person. A Hentik. The Russian Nafak. That's a Kiyam, we call it Kiyam. We call Kiyam Shtarat, we call it a Hentik. What does the Kiyam mean? At Tzvi Dayanim, I brought a copy of the Shah Hashah. Tzvi Dayanim, lying in the bottom, It's all a fortune, all five a fortune. We'll see some. Very good point. Sarach Shnei Chatzilot, Chatzilot Dayanin, Nikeret. You do what the name of Akamana Sina. So you can have five signatures. Reuven and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda, A. Then you have what? Shalom Yaakov, I really forgot myself. Yisachar ben Zvulun, Dan ben Naphtali, and Gad ben Asher, Dayanin. And so 10, right? You have 5 divisions. Come to another city. I don't know who Reuben is. I don't know who Levi is. I don't know who Yisachar is. I don't know who Dan is. I don't know who God is. I haven't heard of these people. I don't know their signatures. And it's all 5 are forged. What? So they should think it's all quotation from the Torah. So you have to have, they should know their signatures. But they're not going to see the Gam. You have to make sure that she's over Bashan. I'll get the best slide point. Perhaps she's over Bash Mitzvah. Need that after a moment. Skip a little bit. The year was given back 12 lines. The year is Shah Ashah, the Mahasimah, the Koros, the Akash Yakira, Hasimah, the Ashah, Yabi, Habal, Aget, the Yikuru, Kodam, and the Sina, the Akhiru, Lo, the Yavanko, Modar, the standard petition. The new, the male, the Akashliach, the Yomala, the Gabo, Get, the other Plonis, Ishti, Namakuda, Plonis, Pas, Ploni, and Bani, Barei, Mutera, the Kolodam, the Yakubosh, the Snai, the Yikuru, Akam, the Sina, the Yadayana, the Yisru, the Yusra, the Yusru, the Yad, Ashali, and it's a quotation, it's a Zelashon. Mishnat Kakakak, Kan Mosa Kerbakul, the Mosa Plus Rabina, Ba Ploni, the Girish, the Ishta Ploni, the Yisrael Shem Makoma. Why? Kevon She'ena Omed, the Shem Makabi, the Mir Bash, not there, you can't have a place, you don't have a Shem. But not some Giza Beyat Ploni, Shem Sarasso, Ishta Shluko, the Kabo Giza Mir Bash. Yama, it's Gabo Gedo Ishti, they would tell us the Kolobin, the Kolobin is Dinoso, people of Nenu, Kol Modoi, Tabo, you know what a Modoi means? What's a Modoi? Kolibri is a Modoi, Kol Modoi is a Modoi. You're most of a Modoi, you're canceling in advance. You have to say, whatever I do in the future, what will it look? Mesiris is sitting above a master, Mesiris Modoi. Every standard guest, they ask the husband, do you ever most of a Modoi? Do you ever say, whatever guest I give to the Modoi? I said, no. In case you did, the Modoi, Bottle, the Modoi, all the Modoi can they have made. Okay? Good. Shemakh Shemodar Shem will tell us. So not from Hashem Tanai Begersh, or Gersh or Gersh and Gemurin. And I get for Anu, Verinu, Kosha Kadas, and Halach. Umach Masha Rahinu, Geusha Kloni, Pasha Kloni, Vira Kloni, Vira Kloni, Baala, Shem Asma Get the Ashlucha, the Kabbalah, Kasadlu, Ashtar, Teli, Yosbiyod, the Raya, Shara, the Kaya, what we call a Tur, it will be approved, and she's attacked the divorce. Musai, Who's the Rav? Rabbi Nathan. Here, is the quotation of the Torah. Hifli, Lahakli, all the Chumash have been a parent spoken over here. Bacha Kozeh, Kostam, Hine Perash, and the Shliach of Kabbalah. Avol Nochon, Shalom Tate, Isha, Shliach of Kabbalah. Why? Shein Adam, Yochol, Lassi, Vechavot, Vol Noki. בצורך שהשלושה דיונים שהם בשעת נתינה שיקירו החסימה שחוסו משטר שעצות השליח לקבולה ולא סגי בחסימה שיקבוע מעיר לעיר ושם לא יקירו החסימה שיקולה וכל הקיים כל גימל בגד כי משטרות בגימל וכי נוכל להחמיר שנולד השליח לקבולה אין כל I mentioned you earlier last week that we don't have Shliach Kabbalah, now you know why. We went together, it's a tour of the parents, now you know why. We don't do it. Yeah. If the three Dayanim in place B reckon as the two agents of place A, forget the in-between Dayanim. They can give a key in them directly. But they don't recognize not the two and not the three. Typical. To live 1,000 miles away.
I'm saying, they bring the key to the number one.
No, either one. Either or. Okay. Either or. Fine. Okay, I'll say, I passed around our show, this is called our show Shnia. It's a cut much more complicated. But the Shnia Shane, one Shnia like another Shnia, much more complicated. I just wanted to just give you an idea about what it looks like. Okay. This is the Gibor, the first part of today's Shia, which I want to add the following addendum. On both sides, we can't go into all the process now. Let me ask you a question. When the Baal makes a Shliach L'Olacha, do you require also Harshah? What's the implication? Clearly, it's Rabbi Nathan. No, of course not. He's saying, still use the Shliach L'Olacha, and don't use the Shliach L'Kabbalah. The question is, why don't we need a Shliach Harshah by a Shliach L'Olacha? What's the answer? Three words. No, different words. That doesn't answer everything. Three words. Who knows? Say three words, especially for the writer. Gito Bokiat Olo. He has a paper. In other words, the woman is sniffing about has no paper. So you have to have some kind of proof. You have to have a sniff when you have a show. But the husband has a paper. I'll say maybe the paper is a forgery. Maybe the get is completely forged. So that issue was raised, again, when I came over to the details, the rush at the very beginning of the discussion. Take a look at the rush. Remember the first parak, Simon Bay, we'll read a few lines together. The Rosh and Perek Aleph Simon Beis raises this very question. Everybody knows the first Mishnah says Shliach Hashem Lefanenecha Lefanenecha, and according to Rava, the reason is because they're afraid of the zeal. The forgery will take a whole tumult. Take a look over here in the Rosh Perek Aleph Simon Beis. First column, halfway down. The line begins. Amar b'fana nefta b'fana nefta. Lo moti smaller alif of the ba. Lo moti the name of baal lo shlachtis. Can't pay for forgery. Achal teacher neidu shal so shliach. And you never made him a shliach. Right? So what's in here? Sure? No. Why? Tichi heki behem nu rabbana. Lo ma b'fana nefta b'fana nefta. Up to the little vav of the Korban Asano. Hem nu na mi lo ma. Shabbal aso shliach. Kevin shaget yotze mitakas yodo. That's the key line. Get is in his hand. We call Gito Mochia Olo. Lamati Baal Makesh Lai. Can't deny. The Chenio Levi Svars the Russian. He lo mehemen lo mashu shliach abal. If he's not believed to say, he's a shliach. Sorak ha-shliach l'kayim k'sav shlichuti ha-shah l'kuyemet. The MK, lo mehutsuku mishamiguna lahamin l'shliach al-kiyem ha-get. Pointless. Ki heki d'shikayim ha-shliach k'sav shlichuto l'kayim k'asim ha-get. So what do you gain? Now the Vadam Shushain and the Tsuyon the Kaima and Nina Chachamim Allah Kol, period, end quote. So the Rosh said that the very fact that I made it Takana, but Tvonenefes indicates beyond any question that the husband is not able to say he never made a Mashliach, the Shliach is believed to say he was made a Shliach, to get the proof of it, Shalom HaYitro. That's the view this way. There are certain questions. There's only this way of Kutzler. We say Tvonenefes, Tvonenefes. What about an Eretz Yisrael? That's question number one. Question number two, who has to get it at time? Detailed question. But the principle is to hold code true. What's the problem? And it's Shliach la'olah, but it's not need a Ksav HaShom at the end. That's because it's a get. And the Chazal HaMekil, it's a get, even though it's not Mekuyim, it's good enough, it's good enough. Okay? That's the Rosh there. Good, that's fine. We understand very well now why we have Shliach la'olah. We have Shliach la'olah. Beautiful. Right? I've been a parent, the Rosh only sits in bed. It's only one major problem. It's a major big time problem. And I'm not going to go into all the problems, I'm going to mention briefly, very briefly now. It goes like this. How do you know that this get was given to him by the husband? Really, how do you know? Of course you know. The husband's name is in it. The name is Chaim Ben Shimon Mimakom Tony from Chicago. Chaim from Shimon from Chicago. Right? Divorcing his wife. So Tavis said to him, and to wait to start this, it must be legitimate. If our git would say, Chaim and Shimon in Chicago, then everything we say until now would be 100% valid. The problem is, although the sugi will learn the Iyun in the eighth parent, the Iyun God, but the Kol Vokom, I guess, is a very important sugi. It's one of those important sugis of git. It's what the status of a Vokom, and how do you write the Vokom, and everything like that. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf, Kofet, in Beit, they went out long enough. We all the sources now, just to give the bottom line, this is accepted throughout the world, which says the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone accepts, to find out the whole world accepts this, it gives us very rather wide ramifications, which not everyone thinks about. It's about, Aim, Coach, and Malcolm Adira. You know why it's time to from Chicago. Why? This is written by the Yerushalayim in Europe. But it was never thrown from pillar to post, from place to place, city to city. But Chaim ben Shimon from Warsaw. So it turned around and they kicked the Jews out of Warsaw and he ends up in Krakow. And the Jews were flying all over the place and they were told all over, back and forth, here and there. So they were afraid they went wrong. Now with Cloud Gutter and Gittin in general, both with respect to the name, the places, and date, all three, wrong, it's worse than nothing. Cloud Gutter the day. Wrong, it's worse than nothing. So instead of taking a chance of having the wrong place, they stop right in the place with the other one. So I showed you the guy. Remember the guy I showed you before you entered? What did it say about the place?
Where
the cat of magic. Oh man, I opened New York. Big deal. 8 million people in New York today. And then they say where it's coming from. Every day in New York there are a million tourists. They know where it's coming from. But he's living today in New York and she's New York food's absolute zero. So the Chazon Ish Nowadays, we no longer write the place of where the husband is coming from. The fact that the husband is holding on to the get proves absolutely zero. So it says, "Ani chayim v'shimin omen hayom in New York." Doesn't mean anything. Could be chayim v'shimin from Tel Aviv, lives in New York today, or from Yerushalayim, or from London, or from Paris, or from Chicago, or from L.A., or from Boston, or Baltimore, or Miami, or any other city in the world. The chayim v'shimin are visiting New York all the time. So therefore, claim Chazonish, nowadays, the get no longer proves anything. Proves absolutely zero. It is the most widespread ramification. So the whole bit of the Gemara changed. Because again, we think about this as some kind of detail that I want to get into the place of the zero, where the husband is coming from, where he lives. So we think of it as small detail. Chazonish went to the bank with this. So he said, this is such an important result. As a result of this, everything changes. No longer is the get proof that the Baal wrote the authorized, you don't know who's who, and therefore the fact of the shliach was still with the get no longer proves anything. Let me read you what it says. The Zidane, Shein Kos, Lokom, Dirosa, Hashali Kuva. So Hashor, if I just passed around, Hashor Rishona is not really an extra Kumra. Shulnarab said, although the Rosh proved the Hashor is only, if only any Hashor, that's Chutzot. To the point of the point of that, despite that fact, they're admitting and writing Hashor. The Kaddish was, then it was admitting, but he's writing the Malkom Hadiva. Now, it's Me'ikar Adin, Shein Ha'ne'en Ha'shliach, Ne'men Ha'shlichus, Bil of the. Lachain Sarach Kiyum Harshah Li Kuva and Kiyum Shoshlosha, and if you don't know who's who, it's a real disaster. So now Rabosai, I ask you a question. Why must we be so fearful of making a shlich the Kabbalah because we're afraid that the Harshah won't be proper, there won't be Kiyum recognizable from one city to the next. The shlich will you fall into the same problem because of Hazanish. And there is a cool, I have to be honest, I don't need you responding. It was kind of called the cool. At the end of Simon Kufman Bay, there are more rights to follow. And although we saw the Shulta Givorim, and that makes sense to us, and the same as the two citizens of the witnesses could be forged, so too, the three supposed citizens of the judges can also be forged. So there are more rights to cool. And more rights. Yes, Omrim. And Havi Ashliach get the Kuyam the Chosamah, Apa Pisha Ein Makirin Chasim of Penal Yakim, the Kovgol, the Mokom, the Chak, the Igun, Yes, the Hokim of Lisma Kola. Why? Why? We will first explain. That some Rishonim say, Sakras, this is the Beshmul Lemon Bay, the Svil of the Kamaposkin, Kiyum Bezin, Ein Sarah Kiyum. You must remember, you were children and learned about Kiyum and Bezin. Then you ask this question. So there are three guys, so they're also forgery. I always ask that question. So my rabbi told me, you're right, the Kiyum also is the Kiyum. If the Bezin doesn't know who the judges are. That's what most people say. But some folks say, no. Three judges signed a piece of paper. It's unlikely. You got to have a chutzpah to force three judges finish. Because three judges are famous people. Judges, you have Gedolei Olam, Rabbi Yashim was a dying for many years, and they have a new signature, and Rabbi Elazar Yosef has a new signature, and another Gedolei, and then still given with the small Beth Yerushalayim, that big Gedolei, who the chief rabbis, but they have a new signature. That's why we want to let them, Chaim Ben Shimon Ei, Ruben Ben Yaakov Ei, they can be anybody. That's what some folks can hold. So I'm all right, I'm not going to crack the ego, pressure and the possibility of an aguda, for the right to be lenient. So I understand. Oh, so I'm sure they'll be right. Actually, we send it from New York, Eric Stroh. And it wouldn't surprise me if they don't know, they know that Kasimus was a Dayanam in New York. Probably not. We got the shliach from Bani. When the Bani shliach came to the Bezin of America, see that they recognize the shliach of the Bayonim in Yerushalayim? I don't know, I'm not so sure. How do we rely upon it? Against the Mefurashim did. So conventional wisdom is, what do you mean? The hasha of the husband is not even required. It's not even required at all. It's only a chumah b'alma, because it gets on mafia kolam. As a matter of fact, look at this custom which existed in the Sana Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. This Kuf Aleph, when they had a funny custom. The custom was, instead of having three judges certifying the Hashah, remember, the whole Hashah Tabal doesn't stipulate out, Kufan Aleph it out. It says, Eish, Diyak Allah, Tzarek Eidim. You don't need any Eidim, you don't need any Hashah. Because the Mashliach, Neman, Lama, Shasov, Eidim. He just wants the Shikha to arrive in. He's released to say that maybe you should have had two Eidim. You ain't Tzarek Eidim, Tzarek Eidim. If no agim, the hatrik hashah, veidim al hashah, hashem b'shliach, it's a minute. It's only a minute. It's only a minute. Let's just get out. So therefore, it's $12. There are more rights. It's only a minute. It's only a minute. You're right. A minute. Nagu, Sharam of the Sadar, I guess, the Kayam Arashah. Solo. And we know everyone became like a solo. He needs to read the honor. What kind of solo? He needs to read the honor. So therefore, it's only a minute, so we have a solo. Says Kazanish Kaz Vishalom. That was only to write the place where the person lived, so it's only a chum with our show, so we have a solo. So the man is there, we stop right in the place where the person lived, our show is the Yikuva, we need him, you have to have three Dionys certifiers. I have to send the place to place, they don't recognize it over there. So the local of the Chak, the Eagle, you rely that that if it's three judges, we're not afraid of a fortune. How do you like that? We're lying on tzchak. Every get is given these days. I'm not going to get them. I'm going to the chazanish. Because we're not going to have to have tzchak for eagles. I guess the whole world is shot of tzchak. So, yeah. So I'm saying what I'm driving at is, if this is the case, you can mount the mega shield with a Kabbalah. No big difference. The same as it's not going over there, it's not going over here. My suspicion is that the chazanish, despite his great status, the poster gazar, not everything he said filtered into the consciousness of the age, of the Dayanim in the world. Either I'll disagree with him, or they say, well, we only follow him. That's my guess. Otherwise, someone else should point this out. We'll see a lot of Chazanish always reads to be right when he goes to the sources. For some reason, most of the Shalom was accepted, and they are. We're going to see this in the refrain as we go through the Mishnah. Part one of the Mishnah. Okay, about that. Then the Shulchan Gibor, with the addition of the Shulchan Gibor in front of you, the Hashah Rishon. Hashah Shliya, and what often happens is that one Shliya makes another Shliya. Why? Check with the reading. Now what do you do? So the first Shliya has to say, the Fonanetim, in front of the Bezit, and the Bezit will then send it get along with the Shliya Shani, and it will indicate that the guy first already said, the Fonanetim. Of course, the prophet comes. How do we know now that the real guest? Because now, the original person who forgets the husband is not going to show up in bed. Who's going to say it's real guest? How else to get? It's a mix-up. So for this reason, at the end of the guest, the simoni I get to say the first word in the second, fifth, and eighth line of the letters buh, just to show that and the end of the third, sixth, and ninth line are buh. So you have now line 2, 3, 5, 6, 8, and 9 identify the first and the last letters. Not enough. Shlosha nekovim ktanim kein segol hochuch. It makes, you know, like this, right? Three dots, the opposite of the segol is 2 with 1, they make 1 and 2. All right? Where they do it? Al os blank. Okay. They tell you exactly where they put the, on the table. Male. straw mayo. We got all, I guess that means favorite mayo. So another kahulit. So this is Shiach Shein. Again, all this, they say the first two of them were for the first three, wait, hold on a second. And then three day autumn sign on it. Again, if you don't have the idea of Chag Migos, not so perfect. Okay, so both sides, part one of today's Shein. You can touch anything, right? So what idea would be, at the best, in the sense of New York, you should recognize the citizens of the New York. That would be the proper thing, but that's the first and then initial to be born. But the question, what really happened to that, I don't take any right. I don't think it really happened in real life. Yes?
Well, how do you see the
the Chazanish says it's Salah. The Chazanish and the Chazanish is Salah. That when do we say that the having the get in your hand proves something, is we know for a fact that the get was authorized by the husband. Now, what if another person in the same town with the same name? So we assume that in one town, generally speaking, there's only one person who lives with that name. There's only one Joseph and Shimon in any city. So we assume. And that's all the truth. Right. But that's all. And if the truth, they the gospel said the same thing. Also, you made a reference to them a long time ago. Remember that we made a brief a month ago. We went to the end of the third parish. But if you say, oh, we're welcome to Sonny in New York, prove nothing. We haven't made any town in the world. So prove anything that the distinct town. If the get proves nothing, we know that someone asked that question. Someone asked that Shabbat, well, why don't we just write the last name of the guy? That'll solve the problem. I told him, when the cops are getting change is almost impervious to change. I was afraid to change anything. And then people are calling places, they stopped calling them a long time ago. But they used to call them a certain way, they still call it that way. Even though it's been hundreds of years, from I think in Amsterdam, they split right down, if I'm not mistaken, Amsterdam, which is called Amsterdam. We have seen in some of your history books that in the 1500s, there's somebody who put an L in the name Amsterdam. It hasn't been released for 400 years, it's still there. I think in Baltimore, to this day, if I'm not mistaken, they had to get right in Baltimore, which is called Baltimore. It's always called Baltimore 100 years ago, 200 years, whatever it was. And then they don't change it. We don't have Jersey in Houston, obviously. We don't even state. We use only the name of the city, and I don't know the right to give the Jersey City. But you know how they spell Jersey? You're not going to believe it. Jersey is spelled like it's from Brooklyn. How does one vote call Jersey?
Joyzy.
I'm not kidding. They didn't say Joyzy. Joyzy, that's Dalad Zion Shin. Vav Yud. I'm going to show the ratio there. Vav Yud Zion Yud. Joyzy. And then, who calls it Joyzy? Maybe you're older. Your grandma might call it Joyzy. But most people don't call it Joyzy anymore. But there you go, change something. There's something we write down Joyzy in it, and then Joyzy. I refuse to go. I can't. I have it on Jersey. But, they don't want to change anything. Oh, and I'm from Chicago? I'm told to this day, in Gibson, Chicago, that Chicago is called Chicago. Because on the other day, it was called, and then you go, Chicago. I'm told to Chicago. You know the difference? One is soft shit, and one is shit. Is it Chicago with a shit? Or is it Chicago with test shit? I think every single guy has that in Chicago today. Anyone call it Chicago anymore?
Still coming to
them. I'm serious. Anyone call it the city of Chicago? I don't think your grandpa goes to Chicago anymore. But they don't want to change things. So they're very pervy to change. And this is what people are wrong. And we'll get to study people's names. Because, when people came from Europe, they pronounced it with a Yiddish inflection. So, I think to this day, if you're in that garden and get Jack, Jack. Yaakov was called Jack. Let me say Jack. Jack. Your father said, yes, your grandfather. Yeah, Jack told me, because that's Jack Simon, but that inflection that exists in Europe. So I think it tells, who says, an I in Japan. Jack. How can you do that? No one says Jack anymore. I mean, not no one, but I mean, almost no one. The guy gets married to what, age 30, no one calls him Jack. Maybe his grandfather called him Jack, I don't know, but everyone calls him Jack. I'm a Jack. But then in reception. So this is a very hard to change things a little bit. I have talked to explain why, but that's just the way it is. They're afraid of goofing it up, and therefore just let it be, even though it sounds like it's worse the way it is. The general point of fact. Okay, part two of today's year is a return, a flashback, we spoke about a little bit last week, and someone asked me a question at the end of the year about the nature of Shtiach LeKabbalah, which we said there are some special pasuk, right, and there's a special din, if there's a Tosfos HaRosh, it's Shalomi, Jesus Christ is Baal Karpa, etc. And the question, of course, becomes, what exactly is it at the end? In other words, we know, if we assume maybe the Tosfos HaRosh, if it had not been for the puzzle of the Shulchan, the Amshei, hey, we wouldn't know that there could be a Shliach on the part of the woman who's Nisgaresh, because it's not Midaita. The critical question is, now that we do know, based upon the Zeret HaKosu, of the Shulchan, the extra hay, now that we do know, what kind of a din is it? In other words, we said before, according to the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, where Rav Shechter Shalit Zilu, he says that the reason why the Rambam rejected the Ravid reasoning, the Ravid said, why is it that a Shliach, that a Ketana, cannot be a Shliach for Kabbalah? It's simple. Aten Gam Aten, I don't know, it's the name of the Seas, the famous Gemara. Aten Gam Aten, Ma'aten B'nei Brit, Ma'aten B'nei Dan. It means that the woman should be all the Bas Mitzvahs, and they should send her Bas Das, in order to make a Shliach. But the Rabbah is there at time, ain't no time, no rare. And the Atem got Matem, the Rabbah is Shluchakam. Matem b'nei Das, Ashluchakam b'nei Das, Nitzit Shashliach, Mashalach, Shishol Yom b'nei Das, and the Ketan is not Toshim. So why is the Rabbah's reason for Reb Chaim, not a fancy, super fancy shot, talking about a case of Zokin, the Mokum Yovah, and Rav Shechter should be the court, I think maybe you can call this the Rabbah, I'm not sure, that no, because the grand old Pasha Shlizim, they might have thought, we'll get to this in the manhood tomorrow, but there may be actual differences all up between Shliach of the Isha and Shliach of the Baal. The Shliach of the Baal is a regular standard of Shliach, as I put a few on Thursday. Shliach is the brand new Pasha. Brand new Pasha Shliach, maybe you'll need B'nai Da, not the Gamata. They have to come with a new guard of Das, of a Shabi Yerba, right, so Eze, maybe the Nakotin, then Das Mur. We told these are reasons on Thursday. But now, here's a twist. Not so simple. This halacha is preceded, this halacha test. The halacha of Tav, right? Hakol k'sher on the shlichus again. Ben shlich l'kabola, ben shlich l'halacha. Bavo, chut. And the chavisha, fine. Nokri, evet, cheres, shoto v'kot. Now how do we know that these people are no good? Cheres, shoto v'kot, or why are they no good? Why are they no good? We know the famous rule. What's the famous rule? Atem gam atem. That's why shliach l'halacha, because kotzer is no good. Not because of this reason that halacha says. That's the limit we know to shliach l'tambola. He does the issue of the Yerba of the Rama. Halacha is needed, you know, the only age, etc. So apparently the din is to apply to all. So what happened? So the Rav Shechter Shlifus suggested, although it started out, Kabbalah, that Shlifus of the Kabbalah, on the part of the woman by get, is a separate Yerba Kabbalah. Separate din based on a separate letter in the Torah of the Hay of the Shulchan. It could not be derived from the normal standard din because after all, Shalomi is the inspiration of Baal Karpa. Afal Pikain. Once the halacha is already established, the Torah of the Chiddush of the Zeret HaKosuf, and a woman in the fact can be Mimana Shliach LeKabbalah, then to some extent it goes back into the general category of Shlichus. What do you mean by that? Look, the woman in effect is say, although she's Mimana, Shlomi Data, but if you point to Shlomi Kabbalah, you have to have Data, that's what it should be over. And it's all on the test. So too, it begins, the comments of Kumar closely approximate the normal Shlichus, and that's why we say that all these things, Chayr, Shot, and Rekotin, no good, both the Shlichus Halacha and Shlichus Kabbalah. We say that we can derive all of these from the same, to go into the same source, from Aten Gamaten, right? Noch, we have it, everybody. Because it becomes more close to the general standard halacha of shlichus. Again, it's a typical line to draw. Make up your mind. Is it separate or is it the same? So it starts off separate, and then to some extent, again, this is where it gets a little tricky, to some extent it becomes more similar, to some extent. Not totally. If you're looking at a piece of Eretz HaTzvi, in the Chafei, Rav Shechter Shlita tried to tie into a Gemara here and a Chaf Aleph coming out. After to see a while ago. Just to see it briefly, without going into every inference. If you want to look it up there, you can see it's in the Chafei. This is just briefly. Chaf Aleph, the Daphne can see it in shortly. Anyway, the Gemara Chaf Aleph from an Aleph has the following case. What's the bottom? The Lord is Omar Abaye. Misty, Chosra Vehechas Raboy, Viyoda. Viyoda, right? Chosra Vehechas Raboy, it's derived from Yad. Ma Yoda, Kiisa, Bein Nidaita, Bein Malkoko. Afkatera, Kiisa, Bein Nidaita, Bein Malkoko. Rashi explains, Afkatera, the end of the narrow line. The Ino Nami, the Levi Bain me died the Bain Bakarfa, Kigon, Chotter, Shahoisa, Shalom, Chodem, Shezorak, Haget, Lissoko. The normal case of Chotter's work, that she owned the Chotter before the get was thrown into it. That's like her hand. As opposed to what kind of a case? You already saw, and she learned Mama Kamasha today, after Thursday, Chatzera Habo, what? What's it called? Liyaka Mikan. That's going to be no good for this reason. It's going to be good for this particular reason. Okay. That's what it says. Back to Gemara. From Atana, Midata Isa, Balkarfa Lesa. What kind of question is that? Mean my tongue. That means the woman can refuse to accept the gift of the cluster itself. Right? The man gives his wife a gift. What's the case of the Gemara we had earlier? What's this case over here? What happened? Kosta, we took a little above, a little higher up. Kosta v'lo get, then the son of the Chatzero, to Kosta v'lo shtar matana olav, kina asu, umis gareshes bo. So what do? He writes again, puts it in his backyard, and what do? He gives her a shtar matana, and now the backyard belongs to her. That is good. Why is that good? She can refuse to accept the matana. For Afila Rashi, for Shlichus the Kabbalah, to be Data Isa Balkar Cholesa, for Kahavi Shlichus the Kabbalah. No, the woman can be involved in a decision which is made by her only by her assent in terms of her receiving the gift by Shlichus the Kabbalah. So here's when it comes to the situation of accepting the gift. Abaye, what's Abaye talking about? Didn't Abaye realize this? Abaye, Atu Shlichus, Miyodis Rabbi. Mi v'shola v'shilcha itzraboy. Don't bring me any raya from Shlichus Kabbalah. Shlichus Kabbalah is a whole different parasha of v'shola v'shilcha. That's the answer one. You go ahead, Tema. Shlichus Kabbalah, Nami Ashkenazim Balkarcha. Why? She came, v'kado get the bito ktana Balkarcha. A second answer. There can be Balkarcha. But what's this whole Mark Shakta Battalion talking about? What's it talking about? So Rav Shechter explained, based on an Or Samech. I used to give out Emily an Or Samech, that's the wrong one. Not this one, different one. Or Samech, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vov, is concerned with the following principle. The principle, the famous principle, which is in the Gemara, mentioned the phrase a number of times, comes up in the sugya on Tanakh Gimel Amud Beis, and that is Tli Kiter Me'agabe Karka. Rebbe knows what that means? The nose of the other, so to pick it up to the floor, it's no good. It's no good. It's no good. So he asks the question, every time the woman is involved actively with the procedure of the divorce, there should be a problem of Kli Kiter Me'agabe Karka. What that means? That the Gemara over here is suggesting that because of the problem of Tzigita, the woman has to be absolutely passive in the divorce procedure. Absolutely passive. Totally. Absolutely. The Gemara thinks she can't have her daat, not to make a shliach, not to acquire a chaser. All of this is considered Tzigita the Megah Bekar. So, Rav Shiva Rashi says, no. That's not what it means. You know, a situation with Bal Karka. I have a shtich with Kabbalah, which also means not to eat them. The terrace is that as far as the get itself is concerned, of course, that's going to be Bal Karka. She can't do anything. But if her that is necessary for what we'll call a side point, what's the side point? Either the acceptance of the field as a gift, which enables the decedent to get to be a proper enough to the other, or the appointment of a shtich with Kabbalah, which enables the handing it to her in the shliach's hand to be proper in the Sina, that is not a problem. I repeat, it's only a problem if the woman is active in the core act of an ulcer together. She is active instead of passive. She should be dying instead of a karka. That's no good. But if she be dying in a side point, establishing a shliach, accepting a gift, then it's okay. That's what the Rashi is saying. And the question of Abaye, who raised the issue in the first place, what did Abaye say? What did he say? You need Bain Bal Karka. You always need Bal Karka. And that's why he wants to say that Matana is no good. She's too active by accepting the Matana. And the top thing is, oh my God, Karka. So Abaye, what was he going to do with Shliach? The Shliach is a clash against Abaye's whole premise. The Abaye is rejecting Rassini. Here you have two things. One of the two things. The first terrace is, you're right, Abaye says, I'm right, that any time there's an active role of the woman in any part of the guest, the core, the sina, the side point, it's always going to be no good. When it comes to Shbir and Kabbalah, to require a dot to appoint Shbir and Kabbalah, the answer is, that is a Xeris HaKosha. The Shalach the Shulka. That's exactly what the Mishnah does. That's exactly what we kept talking about on the first day. Right? The Shalach the Shulka is a special part of the teaching that a woman can do a man as Leah. We call it a Xeris HaKosha. This Xeris HaKosha overcomes all the problems. And only in this case is it not a problem of Tzigita Me'agabe Karka. But in the case in which the woman accepts the Matana of the Chaser and thereby enabling the seer to be good, Abaye says that the decision fact, no good. Called Tzigita Me'agabe Karka, she's involved in the Shliach. That's the first parish of the Gemara. What's the second parish of the Gemara? Abaye, the boy's name? Shlichus Chabola Nami Ashkan Bar Karka. And he's finally the case of Ab. What does that mean? Not a din of normal Shlichus, right? Special Zeres HaKosha. And how do you know? From Av. An Av, you don't need her dots at all, right? So too, when she appointed Shliach to Kabbalah, what do you need? Her dots only on the Shlichus, not on the Gerishin. Again, not on the Shlichus, not on the... The only dots on the Shlichus, not on the Gerishin, that's why it's okay. Because you need her dots to accept the Chaser, and thereby to make the Matana valid, that's too close to the Gerishin, will be considered to be Gita. Abkhan Devorah. He wants to say that maybe these two Lashonas are arguing about what the Maskan is of Shliach of the Kabbalah. Is it in fact a new parasha, part of the same parasha after the Pasuk? We're not going into the Pasuk, it's beginning of Maramakam, based upon the study. Part two of the nation. Now we start our both sides with the Gemara itself. I'm embarrassed to say we haven't learned any Gemara. I'm really true. I'm embarrassed. We haven't learned the Gemara. We can't get the answer. We read a Mishnah. We talked to Torah. We haven't had the Gemara yet. So we're going to briefly allow to go learn with my learning out of Rav tomorrow, which I'm yearning, but not just read up the words, to show you how there could be deep meaning based upon some of these posts that so now in the words of the Gemara, which seems to be superficially just technical. Not that was making. And that's why I executed or the message I gave out to Shia today. We add tremendous light of happy light to this sugya itself. Okay, so let's learn the front of the Gemara. It's Parak, and we'll just briefly what happens. We should go over it quickly. Well, how did Gemara start? The Gemara started by saying, right? But the man said his kabbal gets to the ishti. But she had not appointed him as a shliach kabbal. What did I say? The first line. Woman's kabbal gets to the ishti. She knows what she's seeing. Oh, holeth gets to the ishti. You see clearly that holeth is a lush of the Why? What's the big deal? It's back on the Yudalit. It's a big fight. You see clearly from the Mishnah itself, we resolve the issue. All of it is clearly good. By entrance. Love. Love, 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 love. All of it is love. He would never say it's 50, right? That even if she made a mistake for Kabbalah, it still wouldn't be valid right away. But the Kiddush over here is that the Skabel works even in a case where there was no sleep for Kabbalah. He made it from the other sleep with Sire. She might have thought it's no good, there's no Kabbalah, no Halacha. No Kabbalah because she didn't appoint. No Halacha because he didn't appoint. She didn't Halacha. Shamash Kabbalah, he said, Skabel, you had the Skabel of a whole day. Nah, go back to the mission. Isha Shama is Kabbalah Gipi, and what's allowed to lay out? My love, Loshna Kabbalah, Loshna Naholacha. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's better than Mishnah. The woman said, Kabbalah Gipi, you can't back out. Why not? Why not? Right? Because you see, you can't. Yes, she's the Kabbalah, the whole of the Pengla, and brought the Lava, Yagra, Tama, the Almighty Yeshi, the Love, our Yeshi, and brought the Lava, the Yagra, the Shaman, all of the Sea, not again, no, still of the Hela, the Litvak, the Litvak, not Holek, he meant Hela, you know the Litvak, the older age, there's a difference in meaning between Holek, between, you know, walk it over. I don't have any obstacles. Hold that flesh and hold egg. Walk it over. That's why you're walking it over. The recipient is not acquired yet. But what does Halef mean? Here is yours. It's a totally different word. It sounds the same. The same letters almost. It's a totally different word. I'm not so sure. I'm Halef. The sure is love, yours. Unrelated. Then you love. Okay, fine. The next remark, my voice is so shy. I wish that I can allude to it. Save my voice a little bit. The next remark is goes to the question of whether a woman could be a shliach halacha and a man could be a shliach kabbalah. And Baruch Hashem in today's world, it's an egalitarian gemara. The gemara says that a man could be a shliach kabbalah and be a shliach halacha. Shalom Yisrael. Let me write. Now I come to the Easter, I want to discuss more than that. It's not. Last four lines. Havelegi. And they're different gear thoughts, which is Rashi and Garcina, but they all mean the same thing, it's the same opposite. Havel the Gita, what does that mean? Woman said in school calling, Havel the Gita, but the man misrepresented it. The Ishtaka Amra, Hiskabel the Gita, he misrepresented the husband. So what the man said, what does the husband say? Hela Kama Shama. Take it the way she said. What does she really say? Havel. How do you represent what she said? Kabbalah. Amar Nachman, Amar Rabba, Amar Huna, Amar Huna, Amar Huna, Afilu, Higiyah, Get, Liyada, Eina, Mizuresh. says. Unbelievable. He tried to speed things up, the guy. What did he do? He killed it completely. And they presented it as a fact. Now they should not divorce. Now she should never divorce. Never. Stick to the truth about this. Don't be so smart. Stick to the truth. The Gemara says, Shlami, no? Adibura Dintei Kosama. What happens if an intermediary misrepresents the words of the person who sent it? In other words, a man said, Harvey Rubens for $3, he's a higher than $4. So, what's going on? What carries the day? That's the Shalom Gemara. You see from here, from the Gemara, Adibura Dintei Kosama. What does that mean? That's a man relying on what the Shliach misrepresented. But he said, she had said, Kabbalah. Why? The Adibur, the Dakar Sama, if he trusted what she said, no, the Chimat, the Gita, the other, Mia, Tigash, she said, Habe, Shliach La Alofa, let him be Shliach La Alofa. That's the Gemara. All right, got it straight? Omer Avashi, it's also kind of Baba Messiah as well. Call the Ashton. You know what I mean? No right. Let's wait. Why? Today, we call a hypothetical. This number, E Itzma Itzma. Had it said the other case. What's the other case? It's Gabel Egiti is what she said. And he misrepresents the Ishtaka Omer Havel Egiti. And who am I? Halef Kamosha Omer. And it's all hypothetical, right? It's subjunctive. And had it been true, that what? Amrav Nachman, Amrav. Kevin Shigia gets the Yodo, the Shliach, Migureshet. Had that been the case, Amadi brought it out to Kasama. He relies upon her, but she said it's got it. Inami. Or, had it said, Liyodo, if it gets the Gerish of Kasama, it reaches her hand, hold that through on both sides. Adibura, the day, that's the proper text on the side of the Tito, what I mean? Adibura, the day, Kasama. What do you mean, Adibura, the day, Kasama? Because he said, and she said, Abe, Shlich Lalach. So that would have been a good proof. Elohaka, but in reality, it didn't say that. What did it say the other way around? Namely, she said, Hove, and he said, it's Gabel. No. Mishum da akre shliach, mishlichuse, legabre, who? The reason it's no good ever is not because it belongs to him, it belongs to her, because he himself uprooted his status of a shliach lekabbalah. The Yomar, shliach lekabbalah haveina, I want to become a shliach lekabbalah. Lo loch, lo haveina, I refuse to become a shliach lo loch. No, if you refuse to become a shliach lo loch, it's obvious that he can't give over the get to the wife later on. Is that authorized to do so? Okay? That's the Gemara. This is the basic Gemara. A few more toshmas. Let's stop here, however, since we all go over the basics again. Okay? For both, let's start over the basics. This is an important Gemara. The Gemara is saying, a shaila of a Messiah, whether the man trusts the intermediary or the original third party, and the Gemara is trying to resolve it in this case, but you can't resolve it, because the reason why it's not over here is Akra Shliach Shichus of the Gemara. Adka the Gemara. Straightforward Gemara, yeah? Straightforward? Good. Straightforward Gemara. Rashi throughout the figure talks about a shliach l'holocha, right? That's a pasuk pshat. Is it a shliach l'holocha or the shliach l'kabbal? Fine. There's interesting. I want to read you a Rashi in Rav Amitzia, which is. That's the main point that I want to say. Part 3 of today's year is exactly based on what you just said. You just stole my whole year. Okay, I don't mind. Baruch Hashem. The best thing for me is that the Talmud steals my whole year. The Bible. Maybe it should be Shliach L'Havah, if it exists.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's like, excellent, excellent. As a matter of fact, one of the rites that doesn't exist, I think I told you that the Rashi said the Rashi and the Rak deny Shliach L'Havah, right? They know that it doesn't exist. It's a Bava Metzia, where they learn Shadis Gemara, and Shliach L'Havah, although it's Havah, it must be, see Rashi and Gittu. He translates Havah as a straightforward shliach l'olachim. A straightforward shliach l'olachim. Let me read you a line from Rashi in Bava Metzia, which is getting a sign of getting, but more clear in Bava Metzia. So the Gemara explained, let's read the Rashi over here. It's time of Gimel Amud Aleph. But the Gemara says, the first narrow line. You can't derive that Smocha Dibur Diday, Dibur Didon, no. A whole different reason. What's the different reason? The different reason is, namely, the Shliach Gufei. I'm now in the third narrow line. Ashmina Rav Nachman, the Shliach Gufei. Fourth line. La Vitora Tachi Kible. Look at this. The lo michale betircha the holocha the akrei the shlichute he uprooted his shlichut of being a shliach lekabbalah and he makes himself into a shliach lekabbalah exclusively. He doesn't want the hassle of bringing it again. So Amar shliach lekabbalah ef shiliyo shliach leholocha e ef shiliyo hilkach e nami, even if Amlach, he changes his mind, the antia di halach and bring it together to her, la gitu, the meikara lo kibel olav lios shliach labal laholich. Very important Rashi. Rashi says that the reason it's so good over here is because from the very beginning he never accepted upon himself to be a shliach laholach, but to have to bring it to her. He only agreed to be a shliach lekabbalah, and therefore he's absolutely not a shliach laholach whatsoever, and therefore because to get to her, it's no good, even after he gives it to her. So says Rashi. We don't need the Rashi Bava Metzia. Let's take a Rashi and give it. Atka. Okay, on both sides. The Or Sameach, I ask you to see, has an entire treatise. We're not going to read the whole treatise. It's very, very long. But let's see a little bit. Anyone have a copy? Can I have an Or Sameach? It's just one part of a much longer piece. Oh. An interesting Shaila Toskin. Let's say I'm a Shliach of Osai. We learned Barichot, the reference to the question of whether the Baal or the Isha can be Vatel the Shliach. I made you a Shliach, and I want to cancel you with a Shliach. But the question, yes or no, I made you so. Can the Shliach cancel himself? Can I cancel myself? I was made a shliach by the husband or by the wife, and I say, listen, so now I'm a shliach, I've had it. I'm no more shliach. Now, of course, she could just not do it. If you don't do it, you don't do it. My nafkamina, you can't lose it. An hour later, you change your mind. After an hour, you get very angry. Get into a fight with the mishaleah. Maybe he's a Mets fan, I'm a Yankees fan, so I get into a big fight. And I say, no, I'm not going to do this shit. I resign from the shit. And he says, come on, okay, I'll accept it again. Is that legit? If you reappoint him, of course. But if he didn't reappoint him, just the old shit, you're not so sleepless or not. So the question is, yes or no? Some people say yes, some people say no. They try to be a riot in our Gemara. Of course, shlichus, shlichus. Don't you see that you have the ability to undo shlichus? Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. Top line of the, which is the map. So therefore, Vare Abal came as the rock, Kivet Rock al Dato de Kabbalah, I forgot the Bukhavakum at the Buddha, the Summer, etc. He quotes the Rashi in Bava Metzia, Hilkah, Afilu Nimlach migio liyodo, ain't the shliach shenito the gerishin, shekibel, lo amanat ken kiblo. Mitabuka, from shavya me kora shliach the gerishin, su lo itpas lan bechazara ta shliach, vimho the yov lo have a shliach shavya. Okay. Here it's no good, why? Because in the very first moment, you refused your assignment of the Shliach Le'olofa. But as you accepted the assignment, and you then renege, and once again renege, then you're reneging, but back to your initial acceptance, then it would be good. The Shliach, your Samech is very precious, very inclined to accept the opinion of the authority, and once you're appointed to the Shliach, you, the Shliach, cannot uproot the Shliach. How do I know that he inclined this way? Because at the end, he was showing me that something means the other way. He's inclined in this direction. Inclined. That's part one of the ultimate. Yes?
I remember the red
one
talking about the guy who accused him of killing.
He quoted? Yeah.
It seems to me that what we're saying is, the
Shliach
comes and
it changes
the mind of your father.
That's how he learned. That means all Kashmir. Can you tell from the Rashi? What did Rashi say? Can't tell from Rashi, right? Can't tell from Rashi. Rashi is inconclusive. Okay? Inconclusive. The Rashi from the Matir is more mashma. Shekisha kiblo, lo kiblo amanat kain. That's what he quotes over here. When you accepted it, you didn't accept it from the beginning. The Rashi from the Matir mashma pretty clearly that from the beginning he never accepted Mishnah Yechlo Allah.
Rashi also gives this to make part, but that means when he was... Now the same, I originally never meant it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Now we go to the second point, which is great. Umad noyim. Umad noyim. The Shita Trabeid, the Rambam. Shliach Havor, Ha'isha Oso. Hainu, Shagerish Uchal. The Vo I get, Miyad Ha'isha Atma. Rakmash and Tzorach, Shiyavo I get, Miyad Ha'bali Ha'isha. The Zeh, the Oso, the Shliach, Shiyodo, Tiyodo, the Kabbalah, the Get. Beautiful, of course, that's the Samachay, not for now. We'll feed that. Even more often, we'll feed that. Otsi Shaper, El Yopcha. Shuvah Beres Gabo Ligiti. Vihi Amra Chove Ligiti. Hakol Mitzido. It all comes from her side. Rakshahi Asa Oso Shliach Lava. With the gets only a get, but she gets it in her hand. Who Omar Shu Shliach LeKabbalah? He says that he was to the husband. He represents. This represents the medicine and tangent in Shira Ben Emigu Reshet. Now Baal Eino Osa Meuma. He's doing nothing. It's a much better pshat than sugya. Much better pshat than sugya. Because we understand that the wife can do one of two things, and the man is misrepresenting what the wife did. But the wife can only do one thing. Another thing is only what the husband can do in the future. The Lord of the world will fit it so well. What happened? Itma. Haver ligiti. Vishtava amra. Hiskava ligiti. Who's saying haver ligiti? He. But that doesn't fit in so well. Doesn't fit in so well. Well, that was much better. It's a question of what she said. Okay? Fine. The Mikrofi, the other one, the Kaiman, the Okash, the Hute, the Lorota, Shayia, Shlech, Havo, Rakh, the Kabbalah, Haina, the Ofa, Shia, Gerrit, Kala, Gerrit, Shia, Teka, the Kabbalah, from Yad, the Zelo, Matzil, Leo, Sulti, Rota, the Isha, the Ninta, Shabisha, Shakibel, Lokibel, Klau, the Shame, Shayodo, Kiyodo, the Kabbalah, the Get, Kaiman, Shadan, Shalokala, the Isha, Teka, Lorota, the Kabbalah, Vita. השתגע, אף אם קירות אחר כך, ונאמר ששליח אבו כמקודם, וכל זה שקיבל הגט, לא הוי היודו כי על אישו. השתגע תהשת ותגיד את מגע בקרקע, שמיד הבא לו והגיע לו בשור שיודו כי יודו. ועוד בייס קבולו, הוי הוי הגבר אחרינו, לב שלוחו, הוי ממש כחצר הבא לך מכאן, וזה בורו. There's no, the sinner, the pure tzigitach. So came the foolish with dinner rabbin, when I asked you to see. Shatsugya mari b'shliach havo. So came cross of Allah for you, bay, oh my love, ba, shliach havo, ani, fiyabrolo. He said that she said, shliach, but really, in reality, she said, shliach la kabola, sam tito, keva, she gave me the other, the guresh. Shere lo okar, shlichut, she'omro. Alright? Ella Gora also. Sherehi Omeret the Kabbalah. So who Omer? Laval. Lahavo Vilvad. It's so beautiful in the Gemara. Right? It's beautiful. Pshat. The Shlich is only coming from the spot of the woman. But he's with Bishop presenting to the husband what the woman said. Well, the Pirish Rashi, Shakol B'Shliach Holocha, Mitzad Abal, Mari, Zeh Timohon Godo, Shemai Oka, Ki Oka Mai Havi, Halo Otu Nata Shlucha Mimeno, Halo Min Abal Nata Shliach, Val Zeh Tzvat Av Yom HaShliach Lavo Ani. What kind of Oka? It's a tremendous kash of Pshat in the Gemara. What kind of Oka? Right? It's a different person. Well, in Rabbeinu Mefarsh, HaKol B'Shliach HaBov and Aisha Kufa. V'chi Okar, V'en Arosu, V'Shlichus Shasta, Oso Aisha, V'Habal, Gamkein Eino Oso Shliach Lolocha, Shlucha Deman Kohavi. And that Pirish Rabbeinu, Shebechlal Dereo Aisha, Shasta Oso Shliach Lekabolo. Hu Nifal Gamkein Shliach HaBov. Rak Shehi Hosti Foshiyeh Kala Gereshin Kamkein the Kabbalah so again is a Miyeh Sh'omar Lahavo Bilvad. It's a much more beautiful Pshat of Sugya that what's the Akira? She made him a Shliach and we put in our language a Shliach for the Nesina and a Shliach for the Gemara Gereshin. These are missions to choose to accept it. Mission impossible. Should you choose to accept your mission? So he says, I accept half the mission. Your mission was, I should be the Yad of the Nesina and the Yad of the Gemara Gereshin. I only accept the Yad of the Nesina. I don't accept the Yad of the Gereshin, the Gemara Gereshin. That's what happened over here. So what happened? If she said, it's Kabbalah, right? And he's saying, Hovei, so what do you do? What's the Gemara called? Akar Shliach L'Shlichus L'Gamre. He completely uprooted himself. Which part of the Shliach is about? Which part? From the part of being a Shliach of Gemara Gereshin, is he uprooted? That's how he does beautiful shots in the studio, according to Shita Saramba. Then he says, the Rift said it. The Rift. The Rift said it. That was true. The Rift said it. He calls the Rift over here. Keva Shigia, get the other, Rigu Reshet, the Holo Akale, Shliach, Shlichusa, Ella, Miute, Pudemie, Shlichusa. Maybe they did. Off to the side of the woman. She made him a double shliach on the Sina and the Gemara Gereshin. He only accepted the Sina. So the Gemara Gereshin could take place very well as soon as he gives the get to the woman. Beautiful shot. Yes?
Two questions. She didn't say anything
there.
He goes up to the bottom,
but
she said, I mean,
I can't imagine
we
have. Not so good, right? It's much better, 100% right. It's much better. Let's see what led Rashi to Rashi. Never count Rashi out, those things. Never, ever count Rashi out. But so far, the Kori, right? Rashi sounds so much better in the words of the Slicker. Hold on. Yeah.
Why do we say that if he's less than him?
Why don't
she want? She wants
to that's not the chiddush of the Gemara. And then you would say that. Let's go. For Easter of Eilu Nissen, the Ran, I ask you to see. Shekota, Yikasha, the Hamay, the Blue Rashi, Ach Mishagi, I get the Yoda, Dilma Baal, at the Bura, the Dosomit, Lu Eilu, Rosa, Leo, Shlia, the Kapola. So why do we say the get is a good get when it gets into her hand? In K, me, I saw Shliach. So who made him a Shliach? I had Shom. To answer this question, Shevi Pirish Rashi, the K, but the Nichalei Beholoka, Kolshkein, the Nichalei Bekabol. Right, the Rashi said over here in Gittin, even more above the Messiah, it's a bigger hassle to be Beholoka than Kabbalah. So he throws that strong Rashi and trying to take a shot in the rear. If you never have it, someone has to go with it. Vani Shamati Velo Ovid. That's what's in there. I hear it, I don't understand. Why? Okay, but the Omar Sha'ina wrote to the Shlichus of Kabbalah. Eight, Shaya, Loma, the Yitzlo, Adibura, Shito. How can we say that he's relying on her words? On both sides, it takes everyone's consent for this to work. Husband, wife, and Shliach. You can't impose on the Shliach against his will. Who cares what she said? It can't be. It can't be. You can't force a shliach to do what he doesn't want to do. What's he talking about? You can't force him to do what he doesn't want to do. Hi, Rashi. No, let's get to the last line. Now, Rashi lo pirish rak al ma da amav shegiya get li yodo migureshin. When the get goes to his hand, right away the shliach gets his migureshin. Now, there, Iksha, ha'ena wrote to the shliach of Kabbalah. And he answered, no, he wanted halacha, he certainly wanted Kabbalah. But to take that language of Rashi and to superimpose it on the wrist, then it's impossible. Impossible. Again, you look at the interview, you'll see that he's right, man. And the round is a tough. Next column. Omna, Rabbeinu call my daughter the Baalachos Rabbi. It's a stickle stuff against the Ran. The Ran didn't get the restraint, but the Rambam did. Right? So the Forest HaSugya Rakom Mitoach HaIsha, who Ksat Mora HaGaloshan HaSugya, he said, Elohocha Mishim Da Akre Shliach L'Shlichuse L'Gamayu, the Yomar Shliach Kabbalah Havina, Lo Locha Lo Havina. Right? He uprooted the Shlichus completely. Completely. Mora, there. The Yesh Gavna, the Okash Lichuso, Rak Lo Legamri. What's the case of Lo Legamri? We just got to say and discussing it before. The Zeba Open, She Omar, Ishtacha Omra, Hove Ligiti, She wrote the Leo Shliach Mikoach Isha, Rak Ba Open Muat Hava, Hainu, She Lo Te Chala Gerishin, Rak Shiagia, Get the Arisha. That's what's called Okash Lichuso, She Lo Legamri. In the case over here of the Gemara, where he says what? It's the only Kabbalah and Halacha. There he spoke of the Shlichus completely. So this is a brilliant inference. Indeed, you're going to lash to the Gemara. So Baruch Hashem, great shot. Now, just a number of other problems. I'm not going to go into every last line here because it's a little complicated. I'll give you on an extra reading assignment and figure it out. The Lulez in the Stafim. Right now I'm afraid. Havamina, Rabbeinu, Harif, Rabbo, Lo Savre, Tama, the Rashi. They deny what Rashi said. What did Rashi say? What's Rashi's main thesis? The cave under wrote to Shiesh the Apoloko. Koshkein, she wrote to the Yoshua Kabbalah, the Zutta Tirfa, let's Tirfa. Right before that, right? That's what Rashi said. That's the Osameach. Lo Nizka, Zebe, Gemara, Lu Tupu, Chutzi. It's going to look external. So they'll have a shastik at Gemara when the Farshim were true. Because you can say it's not true. Every Yisibel Shonam, Sroth Adachu B'Shliach Lo'olacha, O Mishum Jena Rotz Lo V'yedim, HaShliach Uso, O Mitanu Nachayim, D'Nichalei Baha, Shilish Chai Hashem HaKadzim, O Mechayot Tivor, it's fine maybe. Ve'emes im amashliach havoni eino rotzalei osos shliach kabbalah against Rashi. Rashi says, whoever wants to be a shliach level up, and certainly want to be a shliach level up, it's much easier. No, not true. Not true. Not true. So then how the world's going to work? How's that issue? The lo agra masha amra rak mie shlichusa haina shava nichlal the kabbalah she yado ki yada. Although not the source of the Gemara Gerishin. But also the Shiva Shechalot HaGerishin Yeh Lachas Man Eina Rosei Shikabel HaGet V'chol HaPokas Im Ritzon Ali Garish. In other words, look, a half a loaf is better than none. This way she has a get that's been given to her, there's been a mice and she's seen it again. And she, and if the guy refused to be supposed to have a Kabbalah, a half a loaf is better than none. She said very nicely. It fits in very nicely. And then he goes into a whole discussion, which I think it's a little, I would go over with you, but I think it's a little too complicated. There's a whole discussion, I think, in Gemara here, of Biyit Mayitko, right, that whole Gemara, Amar Rashi, is all subjective, it's all not really true. But it's a little bit more complex than I want to go into, I'll give it to you, you can read the rest of the paragraph, if you're really interested, get the rest of the paper over here. So I want to explain to you that there's a lot of beautiful stories, even if it seems to be technical tomorrow, many of which are brought out by the same person.
Yeah, the
Orthodox
really
said
we're not actually
uprooting
a
shliach,
and therefore there is no concept of a
shliach. Once you've been a shliach, you cannot uproot the shliach. Over here, he never accepted it in the first place. That's Shana Gemara. He never accepted it in the first place. Even quoted the Rambam.
Never
accepted it in the first place. What happened over here? It's Gaba Ligiti. The Ishka, he said, Amra. Ave Ligiti, instead of being a Shnichla Kabbalah, which he was appointed to do, from the very first moment, he refused to be a Shnichla Kabbalah, so I'm only going to be a Shlia Papa. He's Baruya Gari, accepted half of the mission of Papa. Oh, yeah. From the beginning, in the first moment, that's yes. But how do you think your argument sake agreed to be a shliach kabbalah at one point in time? And now lady wants to be a shliach la'olah, la'avo only, and he changes his mind. There's no need for a reappointment, and the passion is automatic shliach kabbalah. He just didn't change his mind unless he actually canceled by the Isha. You cannot make yourself a shliach. That's the other thing. Once you're a shliach, you're always a shliach. You can preemptively not become a shliach in the first place. That's the end. But once you're a shliach for life. So that's what he thought. It's going to come to Allah for the night. We'll get to it later on. So then I'm a day. So that's tomorrow's my practice position. But everyone finished their time, by the way? Everyone have a chance to finish? I hope. If there was no new ones today. So in case you come before me tomorrow, just do, not too far, just the Gemara until the Mishnah. That's all. A few more lines, that's all. Let me try it now in the time remaining today. I have to just go through the sugya here. Brief. The rest of the sugya. Again, so a few more tashmas that are just technicalities about the toy, halacha, that's the complication. Halacha, kabbalah, kabbalah, halacha. You look at the rats, you actually explain what everything is. I want to do the next thing. Tana rabbana. That's 10 lines in the bottom. So, skabali giti, vishtapama, skabali giti, vorma holat patela, kila, skabala, vartalam, kolayamta. Finished. Holet v'teila, rakhalav zar yagzar. The chila v'skabala, lo yagzar. Rebbe says, can never be chosen. What they say, the Tanakama, the Yevshia story, fine. What are they arguing about, really? They're arguing about, huh? They want to know, it's holet v'skabala. The Gemara says, Helech, the last two lines of Gemara, Helech is a Vada Kaspi. Okay. So we assume that Helech is certainly Kaspi, from the page, and Holech is an unresolved question. It's an unresolved question. It's not conclude Helech is Kaspi, as we saw at the very beginning, but Holech seems to be unresolved. What do you do with something that's unresolved? Nothing. So what do you do? What do you do with money? And what do you do when it comes to marriage and divorce? So in money, what's the rule? What? Amotim echavero, all of Araya. And again, what's the rule? Something is the rule of Chumra. So the Gemara is called that test. Right? You don't know what to do. You're not sure, is she divorced or is she not divorced? That's the sugya in short, going over time of day. The question we'll discuss very few for a few minutes is how entirely toxic is the sheriff. Because it's a complication of this Gemara, as opposed to Gemara in the first paragraph, a little bit, the fourth paragraph. For the Ran, which is obviously one source. The Ran quotes three sheets. So I'm going to brief in three sheets of thought, and I won't. The next sugya, which is very today, Mama Thomas, will have to be tomorrow. We'll start with tomorrow with that, and then we'll hopefully finish it from the into the next one. Lean at it. Let's do the round today. We have a few minutes to go. We'll see the round. I have to get my voice, I'll forget it back soon. Now, the Ron Escobar is the one out there that also makes sense to understand. The next Ron is much more understanding. Goes to the Suga, and he quotes the various opinions. Goes to the Gemara. Picture on Mazal. Michael actually picked up the guest. Agabon is saying, picked up the guest, right? I give you back the card, call up the seat, and give the guest all up the seat. What are you doing? Give him a guest. All right, you can my tunnel. He asked us if we caught all of his feet on me, so we passed him like a rab, and not a dollar. When I thought I was getting up as well, but all of his lost his feet. So wait a second. So we see clearly in the Gemara in the first parrot, the distinction between what and what, get in my tunnel. What's behind this? Simple. Pick part of it and return it to you what was original, what's really yours. Might not mean it, and once I give it to you, I no longer cry about right? I can't say I want it back for another week. But it's really yours. So that's the easiest to get back into your property. It's really yours. It's always yours. It's always yours. It never left your ownership. It's out of it on land. So that's the easiest to get back into your property to hold it. As opposed to a matana, which is never yours, to get to you, requires a much stronger language. That's the Gemara at the end of the first paragraph. That's the case. The Gemara is not a beta by itself. Shliach matana is the shliach aget. And the truth to tell, that makes a lot of sense, right? Because the get she never had, right? The matana she never had, the get she never had. So the card is just, how do you say it? Chayda shemene b'kedem. Going right back to where the person really owns it, right? So that's the case. We'll talk about tana, right? Like the cash is from the card to get. The Gemara is a mistake, they're not comparable. Yeh shlom. Dirlan the Hoka, the Gietnami, Kevin, Shasta also, Isha Shtiach the Kabbalah, is an also Lo Stam, Domi the Tikadon. Whoa. In other words, why is Matana you require a higher standard? Because A, the Kabbalah Matana never owned it, and B, don't forget B, the Kabbalah Matana has not made any gesture, has not done anything in order to acquire it. So we have two strikes against you. A, it was never yours. And B, nothing to accept it, to receive it, that being the highest standard. Okay? As opposed to Pikadon and Get, which neither of which has these two strikes. Each has only one strike. What's the one strike? In a case of Pikadon, the strike is the owner did nothing to receive it back, but it was once belonged to the owner. Still believes it belongs to the owner. In the case of Get, it never belonged to her, but on the other hand, she made it an important gesture to receive the Get. Namely, she appointed a who, a what, a shliach the Kabbalah. That's the Ramban answer. No, I did. The Matana, the Makabala, so Shliach, there's only one strike as opposed to two. But then he would also say that Holet is Kitsi. We should mock him, Akshin and Hoka, he could call them again. Right? Because But over here, she made a shlichus kabbalah. Umetzaretz lo l'derav, l'derav for the milsa. Umiyukush for the milsa, it's a real truth. We get, afal pi, shasa oto ha'isha, shliya kabbalah, hole flat the ski damya, the ski, dumi de matana, and the fire shall not land a day. So the Ramban says that our Gemara is a fancy tilpush that equates the shlichus kabbalah with a pikadosh. There's only one strike here, one strike there, one strike is a different strike. But the, you know who really tells the truth? The Gemara Lamadei is going to go against our Gemara. The Gemara is a shliach like Kabbalah. It's a shliach like shliach. The Mahalas is a shliach again. So therefore, we pass like the Gemara Lamadei against our Gemara. So therefore, in fact, shliach matana, we say, is the same as shliach again. And holeth lav kiski. Okay? Finished. The Tosfos says, holeth lav kiski by gift. By my thumb, as opposed to pick up. Finished. That's the Rabban said. Acherim said, nah. What? Why are you picking the fourth thread over the sixth? What's wrong with the sixth thread? Can we say the suffix? The line ends, I'm an Acherim, see? I'm an Acherim, Pasku Kirab, Yamakol Letter. Zilan, the Holek, the Sapkal, and the Kulu. You know what's going on? We reject all these distinctions. Get, Sikonim, Matanam, it's all the same thing. Hakmash with these distinctions. It's always a suffix. So the Haik could be named, the Haik could be named. But if Sikonim, Sagmam, and the Kulu, and the name of the Shlich holds on behalf of the person who really owns it, by Matana, goes back to the original no, see? And the distinction between Matana and Pikona is not based on the love that we just gave. It's going back to the original owner. To cool it. No. It's just a question of what are you doing in the Mavakum Suffolk? So I'm also the Chavel of Araya. The Pikona really belongs to the Maskin by Matana. It belongs to the No-Saint. That's all. If that's the case, by guess, of course, it's a Suffolk, flat Suffolk. It's a matter of East, not a moment. So called letters, the Lomas Chavel. That's the second sheet. Okay? Beautiful sheet. Two sheets so far. One with the Lomas. Right, to get back into the Baal Pekoz's property, to consider to be an easier way to get there, all this is to see. Machlokes is two sugyos, fourth turn and sixth turn, whether the appointment of a shlichus kabbalah would be equivalent, so only one strike, that's the much more, that's the Gemara over here. We pass like the Gemara on the fourth parak. That's the Rabban Shita. That's the Acherim. No, it's all the same. It's not how you pass it. What do you do with the suffix? Mammon, we already followed the Mukzah. Different people that are called by Matana. And get suffix with Chumra Koletta. And the Razi, they're both wrong. Lo and the Hero. We'll end with this. The E, Huffy. So Havala, in the name of Ehedra, all the Plavkis P. Shouldn't have said that. Should have said, we're not sure. We're not sure. And more than that, Nafidali, we see, behold up low shavu b'chulu. So behold up mona l'ploni shanichayim lo maskinen v'lo plukta. Tanya kava say the Rav. So let's see. Lo maisi ala idah price of the pligi bo kama tanoi b'matana. Right? So therefore you see clearly that Matana did not look with the Tosefta. Will be caused in the hood. In other words, it's an intrinsic distinction between Matana because not the way he said it was, it's a matter of what he's doing here and now. But given this fact, the question is now which sugi wins, the fourth or the sixth. Here could be a point of dispute. About dying on the Omer, the Africa is about a Krishna to know Matana did not look because of the hood. I feel happy. The Dapka Makshinan, Umafakinan, below the Rasta, the Milton of the hood, as the Rabban said. We should begin. Kevin shas also Ishla Shliach the Kabbalah, the Pikona Dami, the Lola Matana. And that's the real truth. That's the real truth, says the Ram Naran. I became a last full on. Kevin Sugin Daki, Lo Adifa, he that buy it in Aflava Bay, the Mitke. No, he gives a different shot in the buy in the fourth third. The Kitzer. What happened? The Ramban passed like the fourth third. The Ran passed like the sixth third. In its intrinsic dispute that one strike, so the Malchayim said, no, it's all the same. It's only a matter of what you do with Abu Safi. So keep the limits. We'll stop here. This is tomorrow. We'll see the city, which is the vessel from through the Islamic appointment. We'll go back to if we have time as well. A good credit to one and all.